I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. Daniel Berger dreamed of moments like he experienced on Sunday, a putt on the final hole with everything riding on it, and he pulled it off to perfection Sunday at Colonial in Fort Worth. No cheers when his 10-foot birdie on the final hole gave him a share of the lead. No groans when Colin Morikawa missed a 6-foot birdie putt for the win. And more silence on the first playoff hole that Berger won with a par. Berger, whose birdie on the 18th gave him a 4-under 66, won for the third time on the PGA Tour. The scorecard this week included 487 tests for COVID-19 at Colonial. All returned negative. Next up is the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head on South Carolina's coast. Denny Hamlin went to the lead for the final time with 30 laps left and held off Chase Elliott for his record-tying third NASCAR Cup Series victory at Homestead Miami Speedway. Former drivers Tony Stewart and Greg Biffle are the other three-time winners there. Hamlin raced to his third victory of the season and 40th overall. He opened the season with a victory in the Daytona 500 and won at Darlington last month. Ryan Blaney was third in a race delayed by rain and lightning a couple of times. Hamlin won the first two stages, and that bucks a trend this season where drivers who do that don't wind up with the win. The last driver to win the first two stages and ultimately win the race was Martin Truex Jr. at Martinsville last October. Next up is a 2 o'clock 500-mile race on Father's Day from Talladega Superspeedway. ESPN will host a conversation with commissioners from the top U.S. sports leagues tonight regarding resuming competition amid the coronavirus pandemic. The return of sports will air at 8 on ESPN. Commissioner Roger Goodell of the NFL, Adam Silver of the NBA, Rob Manfred from the Major League Baseball, and Gary Bettman from National Hockey League, as well as Kathy Engelbert of the WNBA and Don Garber of MLS. The discussions will address health and safety for players and workers in a return to play, playing without fans in attendance, potential broadcast changes, and the economic impact the leagues are facing. The NBA informed teams in a memo Saturday that coronavirus testing for players and staff taking part in the league's restart will begin June 23rd and take place every other day. The memo says players and essential team staff, any coaches, trainers, or medical personnel who'll be working with the players directly or will be part of the travel party to Orlando, will be administered both a COVID-19 test and an antibody test when they get there. Each person will then be administered another COVID-19 test every other day, as well as the 2 days directly before the team leaves for Walt Disney World. All teams are currently scheduled to arrive at Walt Disney World between July 7th and 9th. The memo doesn't say what type of testing the league will use, but it's thought to be a less invasive nasal swab and possibly much less invasive than the one that's been so common so far. Teams are expected to have close to 3 weeks after arriving in Orlando to prepare for the season to resume on July 30th. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, information on the shopping show, and more can be found on our website, kqprfm.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.